Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm the one who, I don't think I should be doing this show, but the person or the living creature that should be doing it, hasn't learned to speak English yet.
That's true.
My name is Dr. David Orman, and you're listening to another 9 to Find show with
Lisa Lytle.
And today's topic is how to manifest.
Yes.
The person who should be doing the show is our four-legged furry friend named Lightning. Lightning the Wonder Dog. Lightning the Wonder Dog is, well, we don't know what he is. We think German Shepherd, Border Collie, and Terrier. But he's a master manifester. Not just an ordinary run-of-the-mill. I mean, a master.
Yes.
I'm joking about it, but I'm really not. Because here's a dog who essentially gets everything he wants. Whenever he wants a walk, we end up walking him. And not just like, you know, outside on the lawn. I mean, 1.85 miles, you can tell we're runners. 1.85 miles in the neighborhood a couple of times a day. Why not? He wants food, but he doesn't just get food. He gets Origin, which is the top-of-the-line food, with organic beef that's cooked, that's warm, because he doesn't like it cold.
He does not like it cold. He has to have it warm.
And we're kind of joking here, but there are ways to manifest exactly what you want, and animals are certainly wonderful at it because they don't have any obstructions. What they want, they release into the ether or whatever the case may be. It's energy. And when they release that energy, it's so pure and it's so direct and it's so consistent. And I have no proof of this, of course, but to me it is pure heart-driven.
Yeah.
And when it is pure heart-driven, things come from the thought world into the concrete world relatively quickly.
Yeah, that was the first word I was going to add, but you said it, pure. There's like this pureness that comes from our dog, and he just, all he has to do is look at you, and you can ignore him, and he'll look at you again, and you know you will end up walking that dog. He is a master manifester. He asks consistently. He never doubts that he's going to get what he wants, therefore he continually gets it. It's amazing to watch. It's quite a learning experience.
Yeah, this weekend, particularly yesterday, I had an interesting day. We went to Magic Kingdom. We're obviously here in Orlando, Florida, for those listening throughout the country. And it's wonderful to be here because we get an annual pass and we can go to any park at any time that we wish. And we go there, of course, because we love it and want to enjoy ourselves and have fun. But at least one of the reasons I go there is I like to do what I call internal experiments. And that is, how can I learn to create things more effectively, more quickly, and in a creative fashion? And yesterday I said, you know what? There are going to be thousands of people, hundreds of thousands and hundreds, at least tens of thousands of people,
yeah.
Maybe hundreds of thousands.
I don't know the capacity of the park, but it does seem like hundreds of
thousands.
Well,
with tens of thousands. And out of these tens of thousands of people, the odds of us bumping into somebody we know, despite those huge numbers, are generally pretty small. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the, how long have we been here, 12, 13 years, 14 years? I think we bumped into your parents twice.
And Rex.
And our friend
Rex
once.
Yeah.
And that's been it. So I gave the intention is I want to bump into somebody that we know, or that I know. And most of the day was gone and had not occurred. And then we went to lunch, and Lisa had met an old friend that she used to skate with.
Yep.
We used to work at the skating place.
She kept saying, you look familiar, you look familiar, I know you. And I was naming all the things I'm currently doing. And then I said, well, where are you from? What area? And she said, well, I used to be in Maitland. And I said, did you figure skate? Yes! And then that was it. We were off. We understood why we looked familiar to each other.
That reinforced the notion of how to go about manifesting. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to go about manifesting is treat it as an experiment. Test. Mm-hmm. See what your way is. And you could do it in ways like this. Mm-hmm. And you can do it in any kind of situation, whether you're at work, and do it silently.
Yeah, that's important, I think.
Yeah.
Silently.
And it doesn't, and I wouldn't necessarily start off with something gigantic. You know, I want to manifest $14 billion in, oh, in about 3 minutes. Again, I'm being facetious, but start off something that is measurable and find different ways that work for you. And generally, what I have found that works for me is this. There is each of the organs has a particular sound that is associated with it. And if you purchase our Awaken the Breath course, I have included this as a bonus. And you can go on to our site at hdhplus.net and find that information. And I'm going to give one of them free to our listeners here. For the heart, the sound is H-A. And it's basically ha. And what that has a tendency to do, and the old masters had found this, what it has a tendency to do is kind of open up the chest, open up the heart. And sometimes you could add a visualization with it. And the one that I always find effective is kind of the sliding glass doors that are open, or maybe windows that are open.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those kind of windows? I always see them in Europe, where they open to the outside.
Yeah, we don't have those here, so I don't know.
Venetian blinds?
No, those are blinds.
Okay.
I don't know.
You can tell I'm... In any event, whatever image works, utilizing that particular sound also. And from this area, from the heart area, send your intention to the Tao. I'm saying the Tao, but whatever your word is, God, the universe, the Great Spirit, whatever phrase, word works for you, it doesn't really matter because it's all the same. For me, I like Tao because I just like it. So I send that energy, send that intention very clear and very direct and very, I'm going to say forceful, but I'm going to explain that in a second, to the Tao. Forceful, not in the sense that I'm forcing it or jamming it, but it's very strong and it's very meaningful. In other words, this has a direct purpose in my life, and you've been fantastic at that. When you wanted to manifest things that, I kind of sort of maybe like that, never happened. But when you light up, oh, I want to do this, you always get it.
Yeah,
I think that energy is what carries it.
It's the passion, and I also see it very vividly. And I even print out photographs if it's something I desire. I'll print out photos. Just recently, I manifested a couple of things relatively quickly. I mean, I just print them out. I put them somewhere that means something to me, and I think about it, and I see it in color in my mind's eye, and I just imagine myself having it, and things just unfold in a way that there you go. You end up owning it, having it. I don't know how it happens, but it does. It's pretty exciting.
From the chest, I imagine, and typically I imagine it flames. I don't know, that image just kind of comes to mind like almost like a blowtorch, and sending it out to the Tao, and then this is a huge, 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 huge key, being open, being in the feeling of receiving, being open to receiving in any form, any shape, any amount, being open to the feeling of receiving, getting used to receiving, feeling worthy of receiving, feeling deserving of receiving, all of that.
Yeah.
And that's what you spend the day feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so deserving of receiving. And you look at how many things we receive. We receive fresh air. We receive beautiful sunlight. When it rains, we receive water. We receive beautiful visions of trees and birds and sounds from the cardinals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Countless things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gift. Oh my goodness. Time flew by.
Well, this is a 9-to-5 show, but we're going to go another 2 minutes because we actually have 15 minutes here.
Okay.
So this will be a special show.
Okay, we'll make a special. They just manifested more times out there.
So you send that energy, that flaming energy out to the Tao. You now feel the feeling of receiving it. And it doesn't, don't be so specific on I'm receiving the XYZ. It's no, just the feeling of receiving, and particularly the heart area. So you stay open and you stay receptive to that. And then I think what is equally important is there has to be an attitude or element of fun, of playfulness, of joy, and of lightheartedness. If you're white knuckling it and you're clenching your teeth, yeah, I'm open already. You know, that kind of never going to happen because it's like squeezing the hose. Mm. The water won't go through. If you treat it as a game, if you treat it as fun, if you treat it as entertainment and joy, you will have so many things coming to you. It's almost like Christmas every day.
Yeah, I mean, things come unexpectedly from unexpected people, places. It's incredible. I mean, you will be given things, and you'll think, how is this possible that I just got this? It's incredible to watch it all unfold.
You know how to do it now. Two things. Number one, practice doing it. Number two, do it for others. You've been listening to a very special 9 to Find show with Lisa Lytle and David Orman. Thank you very much. Enjoy your manifestations, and we'll talk to you next week.